感谢主的恩典，我们可以一同来读他的话，听他的话。
Thank you, Lord, that we can come and read His word.
最近在这一半年，因为朱弟兄他们的离去。
In the past, in the next half years, because of the leaving of Chi Pei.
是过去那半年。
Past, I'm sorry, the past half years.
许多弟兄姐妹心中都感到得到激励，觉得要起来服侍主。
Many brothers and sisters have a lot of encouragement to come up and serve the Lord.
那在我们当中也有一些刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹，我相信他们也乐意要服侍主。
And many of us, among us, there are new believers, they also want to serve the Lord.
所以我趁今天这个机会要跟大家一同从圣经里看到底侍奉是什么。
So I'd like to, today to, share with you what service is.
刚刚丁弟兄为我们读了一段的经文，是在路加福音第一章。
Read the passage for us in Luke chapter first.
为着今天的信息，我们再看两处的圣经。
For today's message, we're going to read two more passages.
第一处是在罗马书第十二章。
Let's turn to Rome, Romans chapter 12.
我们读第一、第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
这个是在新约222面，新约222面。
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
如果大家都找到的话，我们就一同开声来读。
Now let's all read.
所以，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当着活祭。是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。再一处是在彼得前书第四章。
Let's also turn to First Peter.
彼得前书第四章，这个在新约339面。
First Peter chapter 4.
找到的话，我们读第七节到第十一节。
Verse 7 to 11.
我们一同来读。
Let's all read.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守。警醒祷告，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相款待，不发怨言，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲，若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。我们一同祷告。天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
感谢你把这样宝贵的话语留下给我们。
Thank you for giving us such valuable words.
也感谢你赐下圣灵做我们的导师。
You also give us the Holy Spirit to guide us.
求主今天向我们每一个人说话。
May you speak to each one of us today.
让我们明白什么是侍奉我们的神。
That we can understand what is serving our Lord.
让我们明白了，也欢喜的愿意服侍你。
That once we understand, we are happy to serve you.
保守我们这段时间。
Keep us this time.
奉主的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
阿们。
Amen.
在路加福音第一段的圣经的记载。
In Luke chapter 1.
这里是说到有一个叫做撒加利亚的。
Here is talk about Zechariah.
他在他的儿子出生以后 被圣灵感动，就说出感谢赞美神的话。
And after his son was born, he was touched by the Holy Spirit, and he said some words.
撒加利亚是一个祭司。
Zechariah is a priest.
他跟他的妻子年纪都很老，没有儿子。
And he and his wife are very old, and they don't have a son, a kid.
但是经过多年的祷告，神就赐他们一个儿子。
But after many years of prayer, God gave them a son.
那这个就是以后的司洗约翰。
And that is Baptist, John the Baptist.
神不只给他一个儿子，还启示这个司洗约翰，他要做救主的前驱。
And God not only gave them a son, but they gave him someone who's going to be came before Jesus.
在撒加利亚的这一段感谢赞美神的话里面，使我们领会到神到底要为什么拯救我们。
In this passage of praise, we kind of get a feel of why God wants us to praise Him. Oh, I'm sorry. Why would He want to save us?
撒加利亚他感谢神，首先是为着神的信实，他感谢神。
Zechariah praised the Lord because He was always faithful.
因为神曾经在古时向他百姓的先祖做了应许。
And because God already promised to his forefathers.
应许他们什么呢？应许他们要向他们施拯救。
And promised that he would come and save them.
那当撒加利亚看见他手上抱着这个儿子。
When Zechariah held his son.
又领会到这个就是以后救主的前驱。
And he realized that this is going to be the one who's going to came before Jesus.
他心里就想到过去在以色列人几千年的历史里面。
And he thought about Israel, the history of Israel for 1,000 years.
神怎么样从起初向亚伯拉罕立约。
That God first said to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕到主，到司洗约翰出生的这一段时间大概有2000年。
And before John the Baptist was born, it was about almost like 2,000 years ago.
但是犹太人他们心中很清楚的记载，神历世历代跟他们所立的约。
But in the Jewish history, they all remember the promises that God had given to them.
所以他看见神这个救赎的计划马上就要成就了。
And he can really see this massive plan of salvation that will happen very quickly.
因为救主的前驱已经生下来了。
Because John the Baptist, who is going to came before Jesus, has already been born.
所以他心中非常的兴奋，满了感恩。
So his heart is full of joy and praise.
他就想到神这样的拯救。
And he thought of that God, the salvation of God.
而且这个拯救实在是过去以来从来没有领会过的。
And this has never happened before.
因为撒加利亚本身是一个祭司。
Because Zechariah is a priest.
虽然他是一个祭司。
Even though he's a priest.
他也不能够很轻易的去亲近神。
But he can't really come to worship the Lord that easily.
因为在旧约整个律法的规定里面。
Because in the Old Testament.
只有大祭司。
Only the high priest.
每一年有一天
Every year there is one day,
他可以亲自去到圣殿的至圣所里面到神的施恩宝座前
that he can come to the most holy place to see the Lord
我们想想大祭司一年才有一次
Only the high priest once per year he can do that
所以撒加利亚也没有份
So Zechariah has no chance to do it
他只是一个祭司
He's only just a priest.
他不是大祭司
He is not the high priest.
但是现在神要施的拯救呢
But the salvation that God is going to have for all the people
是说叫他的百姓可以终身在神的面前
That he is going to allow everyone to come faithfully to him for his whole life.
坦然无惧的
That they can come without fear.
用圣洁公义来侍奉神
That they can worship with holy
holiness and righteousness.
And righteousness
这个大祭司他们那一天一年那一天进去也不是坦然的
And even for the high priests, when they came to visit, when they worship the Lord, and that is just not a simple act.
他不能够很放心，不能很自在，他很惧怕。
And he came with fear.
为什么呢？惧怕会得罪神。
Because he would be concerned that he might sin against God.
因为神是圣洁公义的。
Because God is holy and righteous.
有罪的人不能够轻易去亲近神。
And people that have sinned cannot come to worship him.
所以在整个旧约的教导里面，百姓领会这个观念，神不是我们可以轻易亲近的。
So in the whole Old Testament, the people, the Israelites, they know about this concept and they're very concerned when they come to worship the Lord.
但是现在神的拯救要临到了。
But God's salvation is going to come among them.
是一个大能的拯救。
And this is a very powerful salvation.
在六十九节说是神为我们兴起了拯救的脚。
And in verse 69, it talks about God has raised up a horn of salvation.
这个脚是蛮有能力的。
And this is a very powerful horn.
是说到神的拯救是大有能力的拯救。
And it's talking about God's salvation is powerful and mighty.
它是本来不可以亲近神的人。
People that cannot come to be closer to God, before.
因着这样的拯救。
Because of this salvation.
它可以与神和好。
They can now come to have peace with the Lord.
可以在他有生之年每一天都来亲近神。
That they can come to worship him every day.
而且来到神的面前。
And when they come to the Lord,
坦然无惧。
They can come without fear.
那我们想一下，这个对比是何等的大。
Let's think about this contrast. It's how great.
所以撒加利亚深深的领会。
So Zechariah really feel that.
他不能不从心中感谢赞美神。
And he could not but praise the Lord from his heart.
在犹太人里面，他们有一些人有这样的观念。
In among the Jewish, they have this concept.
他们想神的拯救是属于政治性的。
They think about God's salvation is a political one.
就是说要救以色列人脱离外邦外族的统治。
And that is to save the Israelites from other nations and other people.
那在第一世纪的时候就等于说要救他们脱离罗马人的统治。
And so in this first century's time is to save them from the Romans.
但是当我们仔细看圣经的话，
But if we read the Bible carefully,
我们发现这个是属灵的拯救。
And we'll realize that this is a spiritual salvation.
因为在七十五节这样说。
Because in verse 75 it says,
也许我们从七十四节看，叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来。
And maybe we start from verse 74 to rescue us from the hand of our enemies.
就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。
And to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
这个英文圣经用这个 serve 这个字啊，中文说侍奉。
And in the English Bible, it talks about serve.
那这个字原来的意思是什么？原来的意思是敬拜。
What's the original meaning of this word? It is worship.
敬拜说我们俯伏在神的面前，这位伟大的神，我们向他只能够五体投地。
And that's saying that we can come to worship him with all our hearts.
因为他是那样的伟大。
Because he's so great.
如果不是他的拯救，我们没有办法，我们不配。去敬拜他。
If not because of salvation, we really cannot come and worship him.
那撒加利亚非常明白这个真理。
And Zechariah really understand this concept.
因为在他一生当祭司，他领会了这个意义。
Because in his whole life as a priest, he understand this.
所以圣经让我们看见，侍奉首先是敬拜。
So the Bible allow us to see that to serve, the first thing is to worship.
而且这个敬拜是因为神的拯救我们才能够敬拜他。
And the reason we can worship him is because God's salvation.
我想在我们当中有很多做父母的。
I'm sure among us there are many parents.
你的儿女一定很欢喜，有的时候来到爸妈的怀里撒撒娇。
And I'm sure your children would really love to, would love to come to you and...
Just to be close, yeah. 因为他是你的儿女。
Because they are your children.
但是街上随便哪一个孩子就不可能来这样的亲你。
But not any children can come to you to do that.
即使他们很可爱，很漂亮。
Because they are beautiful, or maybe they're very lovely.
但是他们没有这个权利，因为他们不是你的儿女。
But they don't have this right to come to you because they're not your children.
我们的神，因为我们跟他的关系。
Our God, because of the relation we have with him.
就决定了我们是可以去亲近他，或是不能去亲近他。
And it determines whether we can come close to him or not.
圣经告诉我们说人都是罪人。
Bible said we're all sinners.
世人都犯了罪。
That we have all sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
That we
fall short of the glory.
Fall short of his glory.
因为这样子我们不配，我们没有办法去亲近圣洁公义的神。
And because of that, we can't come to worship the holy God.
一直要等到这个关系有一个转变。
Until this relationship has changed.
从一个不认神、敌对神的人要转过来。
From one who is against God and has to change into something different.
当我们向神回心转意的时候，神说他要接纳我们做他的儿女。
When we transform and come come to the Lord, then God will allow us to do that.
那这个的拯救不是没有代价。
But this salvation is not without a price.
但是这个代价是我们没有人可以付的。
But this is a price that none of us can pay.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
Because the wage of the sin is death.
但是神为了爱我们的缘故，他自己付了这个代价。
But because God loved us, he paid this price.
撒加利亚清楚地了解，当施洗约翰出来以后，接着救主就要来。
Zechariah understand that after John the Baptist came, Jesus will come.
也许他不能够很清楚地跟我们讲道理，主耶稣怎么为我们代赎。
Maybe he can't explain very well why Jesus, how Jesus will die for us and save us.
但是他知道救主来了，就要改变我们跟神的关系。
But he knows that when Jesus comes, our relation with God will be changed.
因着这个关系的改变，我们也可以去亲近神。
Because of this changed relationship that we can now come close to him.
而且没有惧怕。
And come without fear.
神并没有改变呢。
God has not changed.
撒加利亚的神跟我们今天所信的神是同一位神。
Zechariah's God is the same God that we're worshiping today.
为什么当我们敬拜神的时候我们有这样改变的态度呢？
Why when we come to worship the Lord we have this change in us?
在撒加利亚的世代，他们是生怕他们得罪了神，就惹动神的愤怒。
Because in Zechariah's time, if people sin, they can evoke God's anger.
但是今天神告诉我们，主耶稣一次为我们献上。
But God told us that He offered Jesus to us for us.
那耶稣一次为我们献上。
That Jesus died once for us.
他就成就了这个救赎。
That he fulfilled the salvation.
那把人带到父的面前。
That he would lead us to him.
这一位公义圣洁的神甘心乐意接纳我们做他的儿女。
This holy and righteous God is willing to receive us to be his children.
那既然是儿女呢，我们就可以坦然去亲近他。
Once we are children, then we can come to him without fear.
就好像你的儿女来亲近你一样。
It's like your children that come before you.
所以我们看见这个侍奉最基本的是敬拜。
So we can see those most fundamental thing of serving is to worship.
而这个敬拜是因为我们蒙了神的拯救。
And the reason we can come to worship is because we have been saved.
这里说我们侍奉神是用圣洁公义侍奉他。
And here we talk about that to serve the Lord, we have to be holy and be righteous.
圣洁是什么意思呢？
What's holy?
圣洁是因为神是圣洁的。
Holiness because God is holy.
他必须要把我们分别出来归于他自己，我们才能够侍奉他。
And he needs to separate us from sin before we can really serve him.
这个分别出来不是说我们要离群独居，或是谁也不要交往。
This separation doesn't mean that we just become an island of ourselves.
乃是说神的圣灵在我们心中做感动的工作。
That is when God's Spirit touches us.
使我们愿意回转向他。
That we're willing to turn around and come to worship him.
从一个本来不认识他、抵挡他的。
Or one who doesn't know him before.
现在愿意顺服他、跟随他。
That we are now willing to submit to him.
所以圣洁是我们被神所分别出来、归于他自己。
So this holiness is a separation from the world and come to Lord, come to God.
我们属于神，我们就可以敬拜他。
And as we belong to him, then we can come to worship him.
公义，用公义来侍奉他。
And also worship him with righteousness.
用公义来侍奉他，此事就有一个含义，说到我们不只是在礼拜堂里面我们敬拜。
And there's a meaning here that not only we worship him in the church.
或者我们灵修，个别灵修的时间，我们来亲近神。
Or that only we come close to him in our daily worship.
乃是说我们每一天的生活都是合乎他的心意。
And that is that every day of our life, every minute that we need to be worthy of him.
所以这段圣经让我们看见神救我们，不是要我们突然在我们生活里面加了一套什么样的形式。
So this passage helps us to know that it's not that we just do add something to our life.
乃是说我们从心中认识这样一位伟大的神。
And that is from our heart that we realize and know this God.
那他就改观了我们整个的人生。
Then he will change our whole life.
我们乐意去敬拜他。
That we are very happy to come to serve and worship.
我们的生活也用一个敬拜他的态度而生活。
And in our daily life, we have a worshiping, we want to worship him every day of our life.
我们在刚刚读的罗马书十二章那里，那一节的圣经第一、第二节，其实就把这个公义的侍奉给我们做了一个解释。
And it's like in Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2, it gives us this concept.
罗马书这里在十二章，它一开始的时候是用所以。
And when this passage started, it used the word therefore.
所以我们晓得它是一个结论。
So we know that this is kind of a conclusion.
这个结论是从前面十一节归纳而来的。
And this conclusion comes from chapter 11.
The total 11 chapters.
Right, chapter 11.
Not only chapter 11, but the
11 chapters. Oh, I'm sorry, the whole chapter 1 to 11.
Yeah, 前面十一章里面说到神的怜悯慈悲。
So the Roman chapter 1 to 11 talk about God's mercy.
无论是像犹太人，无论像外邦人
，whether the Jews or to Gentiles，
那虽然我们本来都是有罪
，that we are already a sinners，
罪的工价乃是死
，and the wages of sin is death。
但是当我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们死。
But even when we are sinners, God died for us. Jesus died for us.
所以很具体的显明。神对我们要施的怜悯。
So we can really understand God's mercy.
那不但这样，当我们得救以后
，Not only that, after we are saved.
圣经说，在主耶稣里面的就不被定罪。
And the Bible said those who are Jesus will not be condemned.
而且有圣灵住在我们的心中。
And the Holy Spirit will live in us.
那保罗。因为思想到这么些神的恩典
Because Paul think about all this God's grace.
所以到十二章他就做这样的结论
So in chapter 12 he made this conclusion.
他说所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们
And he said therefore I urge you brothers in view of God's mercy.
将身体献上当作活祭
To offer your bodies as living sacrifice.
是圣洁的是神所喜悦的
Holy and pleasing to God.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
This is your spiritual act of worship.
注意这里也有一个侍奉，这一次英文圣经是用 worship 这个字。
And in Chinese Bible it talks about serve, but in the English Bible use the word worship.
这个字的确也是有敬拜的意思。
And this word also has the meaning of worship.
第二节说不要效法这个世界。
Verse 2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
只要心意更新而变化
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind
叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意
Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is His good, pleased and perfect will
神的拯救不但使我们跟他的关系转变过来，
God's salvation not only changed our relationship with him,
所以我们可以亲近他，
that we can come and be close to him,
可以坦然无惧地亲近他，
and come without fear.
神更给我们的生活带来一种新的动力，
but God actually brings another power into our life.
他要我们愿意我们去过一个公义的生活，
He wants us to have a holy life.
借着我们这个生活来表明我们对他的敬拜侍奉。
That through this life that we can express our worship to him.
我们看第二节发现这个公义的生活有两方面。
And here we can see there are two things to this righteous life.
有消极的那一面也有积极的那一面。
And there is an active part and a passive part.
消极的那一面说不要效法这个世界。
The passive part is,Do not follow this world.
世人有不同，对事情有不同的看法。
And we see things differently.
世人有不同的价值观。
We see different values.
他们所看为重要的，神的儿女不见得看为重要。
What the world see as important, we may not see, God's children may not see as important.
他们所轻看的很可能就是我们觉得是非常重要的。
What they don't like, maybe it's what we value.
我们跟他们一样，不是为了我们好像要标榜自己，好像要跟别人不一样。
We're not trying to distinguish ourselves being different from others.
乃是我们所认识的神使我们改观了。
And because we worship the Lord and that changed our point of value.
神使我们看见一些事物的价值。
And we see something of value in them.
我们不但看见短暂的事情。
Not only we see the shortness of life.
我们是看见生命有一个永远的价值。
And we see that our life has an eternal value in it.
这个永远的价值是跟神连在一起。
And this eternal value is to have this linking with the Lord.
因这些的改观使我们的生活方式也会随着改变。
And because of this change in point of view, our life will also be changed.
当然这不是一件容易的事。
And this is not an easy thing to do.
因为我们每一天包围着我们的可能都是跟我们不同看法的世人。
And because every day what surrounds us, people have a different value system.
所以圣灵借着保罗劝我们的不是依次把身体献上。
So here the Holy Spirit talks to Paul is not just sacrifice yourself or give yourself the Lord once.
乃是说继续不断地将你的身体献上。
And that's a repetitious act that we give our body to God.
如果用另外一个说法就是说我们为神而活。
And to say it in another way is to live for him.
旧约的祭牲是完全为了神的。旧约的祭牲，这个 sacrificial animal.
The Old Testament, all these sacrificial acts are for the Lord.
但是今天神是要我们做一个活的祭物。
But today God wants us to be this sacrifice.
愿我们在生活的每一面每一点都成为为神而活。
That in our life, that everything that we live for the Lord.
我们不但有这个消极的一面，不要效法这个世界。
Not only we have this passive side, do not conform to the pattern of this world.
但是我们更有一个积极的一面。
But we also have an active side.
乃是要心意更新而变化。
And that is be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
这个变化好像毛虫变成蝴蝶一样。
And this renewing is almost changed from a caterpillar to a butterfly.
好，这个完全的改变。
It's a total change.
神怎么样改变我们？
How does God change us?
我们常常听见有人说他信主了，生命很改变。
And we also hear that someone believe in God and his life changed.
我们有个时候也感受到在我们心中的改变。
And a lot of time we feel the change we have.
这里告诉我们，我们生命的改变是透过我们心思的改变开始。
And here we talk about the first thing is to renew of our mind.
我们所做的常常是按着我们的心思。
And what, how we do is because of what our mind thinks.
但是我们的心思怎么样可以更新变化呢？
And how could our mind be renewed?
神借着他的话语改变我们的心思。
God used his words to change our mind.
如果我们没有神的话，
If we don't have God's words,
即使我们常常去聚会，
and even though we go to church all the time,
我们也不见得会改变得像神所喜悦我们的。
And we still would not be changed to someone that's pleasing to the Lord.
而且这个心思的改变，不但我们要听神的话。
And not only this change is that we will need to hear his words.
经历神的旨意是善良的。
And we also will realize that God's will is good.
是成全的。
It's pure.
是可喜悦的。
And it's pleasing.
行在神的旨意当中是一个大喜乐的事情。
And to be able to conform to God's will is a very happy thing, joyful thing.
虽然有个时候我们也唱诗歌说我们跟随主好像要背十字架。
Even though many times we sing songs and we follow Jesus, or we carry the cross.
好像是有一些难处。
And it seems sometimes it's a lot of difficulties.
但是无论是什么样的难处，一个真正按照神的旨意去活的，他心中一定是蛮有喜乐。
But whatever difficulties, those people that follow Jesus, they will always have peace and joy in their heart.
因为神的旨意是可喜悦的旨意。
Because God's will is pleasing.
那从罗马书这一段的圣经里面
So in this passage in Romans
那我们就再进一步看见侍奉是什么
That we can again step further to look at what serving is
侍奉是敬拜
Serving is worship
侍奉是为主而活
Serving is living for him
那这两个事情都是有同样的根基
And both have the same foundation
这个根基就是主耶稣拯救了我们。
And this foundation is the salvation from Jesus.
许多时候我们一想到侍奉，我们第一个印象可能不是想到这些。
Many times when we think about serving, we think about something else.
每一年我们在年终的时候，教会有个时候分给我们有一个表，里面列了教会各样的事工。
And many times at the end of the year, we all receive a sheet talking about different ministries in the church.
所以当我们听见侍奉，我们第一个印象可能是说，我可以做什么。
So every time when we think about serving, the first concept that comes to our mind may be, what can we do?
但是事实上在圣经，这个次序不是这样。
But actually in the Bible, this is not the right sequence.
圣经的次序是说，侍奉首先是对神的敬拜。
The right sequence from the Bible, the first step is to come to worship Him.
而这个对神的敬拜必定带来我们有一个为主而活的生活。
And in this worshiping, we need to have a mind of living for Him.
固然也是有一些具体的工作。
Certainly, there are some practical things we have to do.
不过这个在于对人方面的服事可以说是其次的。
But to serve people is really secondary.
这个其次并不等于说不重要。
This does not mean that it's not important.
这个其次是说到它有一个根基是在敬拜里面。
But always saying that there is a foundation which is worship.
我们知道世上也有很多热心的人，他可以为人做各样的服务。
And we know that in this world there are a lot of people that are willing to serve people.
有社会工作者啊，有一些的给人。有辅导的。
There are many social workers or counselors.
但是这些我们不看他们是侍奉神。
But we don't see them as serving the Lord.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他的基础不一样。
Because there is a difference in foundation.
那圣经在彼得前书跟我们看见。
So from the Bible that we can see from First Peter.
这个服侍人其实是根于我们对主的认识。
And this serving is really depending on how well we know our Lord.
也根基于我们对神有的敬拜。
And it also depends on our worshiping of our Lord.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们每一个神所拯救的人。
Bible said very clear, for everyone that's been saved.
神给我们有不同的恩赐。
God give us different gifts.
这些恩赐是神所赐的。
And those gifts are come from the Lord.
不一定是我本来天然这个人里面就有的。
Probably not that we are born with.
常常是我原来没有的。
And a lot of times we don't have it.
但是很奇妙的，神应许我们，凡是他所拯救的，他都会给我们有不同的恩赐。
But interestingly, everyone has been saved. God give us certain gifts.
那这个恩赐是为了服侍人。
And those gifts are for serving people.
那我们看见，如果服侍人是要用神的恩赐
，So we can see that we serve people and that come from God's gift.
那如果一个不认识神的人，他实在也不可能说服侍神。
So one that doesn't know the Lord can't really serve people.
在彼得前书我们刚刚所读的第四章的那一段的经文
，So in First Peter chapter 4.
彼得提醒他们说万物的结局近了所以你们要谨慎自守警醒祷告
And Peter reminded people that the end of all things is near therefore be clear minded and self-controlled so that you can pray
我们常常从圣经那里看到历史这样的话说万物的结局或是末世已经来到
Many times in the Bible, we see the end of the world, or things are coming to a close.
有的时候我们不明白什么意思。
A lot of times we don't understand the meaning of those words.
其实在神的观点里面，从主耶稣诞生。
Actually, in the Bible, from the birth of Jesus.
这个就是在神的计划里面的末后的时代。
And this is really the end of God's plan for people.
圣经很清楚地给我们看见。
And it's speak to us very clearly.
自从人类的祖先最早的人犯罪以后
starting from Adam and Eve when they sin,
神就计划要向人施行拯救。
And God's plan is to save man.
那主耶稣来就是这个救赎计划的很具体、很重要的一步。
And the coming of Jesus is a very important part of this God's salvation plan.
从那个时候开始，这个世界可以说是越过越快、越过越靠近最后的日子。
So from that time on, the whole world is actually coming closer and closer to the end.
圣经也让我们看见，当神的拯救这样发生以后。
And it allows us to see that after this beginning of the salvation,
有一个邪恶的势力，撒旦的势力，他不甘心。
And there is a evil force from Satan that would not want to see that happen.
他用尽各样的方法要抵挡神的工作。
Satan wants to use different ways to stop God's work.
圣经让我们看见，越是靠近主再来的日子，这些的势力越是凶猛。
The Bible tells us as we get closer and closer to the end of the world, this evil force becomes more and more active.
那作为神的儿女，我们需要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
So as God's children, we need to therefore be clear-minded and self-controlled, and pray all the time.
我曾经听着主内的弟兄姐妹这样跟我说。
I always hear from my brothers and sisters.
他说，在一个基督徒受逼迫的地方。
And they said the suffering that Christian has.
有的时候基督徒更容易警醒
And a lot of time we can really be more clear-minded when we are suffering or in affliction.
因为那些压迫我们的势力非常的明显
Because the repressing force is very great.
但是在一个所谓自由的世界里面
But in a free world.
这些压迫的势力完全不明显
And a lot of this affliction is just not clear.
所以基督徒要警醒更不容易。
So it's even more difficult for us to have a clear mind.
神说你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
So here it said that therefore be clear mind and self-control so that you can pray.
许多人世人都是为自己而活。
Many times, men in this world, they all live for themselves.
基督徒说我们要为神而活。
But children of Christians said we live for God.
当你愿意为神而活的时候，你发现你要付上那个代价。
And we realize that when we live for God, we have to pay a price.
做很简单的事，有一些人喜欢在礼拜天，他一早出去玩去了。
And for example, there are some people like to go out to play, the first thing on Sunday morning.
那神的儿女说我们不是，我们礼拜天从来都一直都是分别出来的，是我们敬拜神的时间。
But God's children know, and they separate Sunday out from the other days, and they come to worship the Lord.
所以是有很肯定的差别。
So there's a very different difference.
常常需要我们去做一个选择。
And a lot of time, it really asks us to make a selection.
如果我们没有谨慎自守，警醒祷告，我们很容易就会随流失去。
And we don't have a clear mind, and not self-control, and not pray constantly, we can fail.
彼得说到神救了我们，赐给我们有不同的恩赐。
So God gives us the different gifts.
这个恩赐让我们彼此服侍。
And these gifts allow us to serve each other.
但是这个彼此服侍的动力是在于爱。
But this power of serving comes from love.
不是为了有什么的报酬。
It's not that we're going to get anything from it.
也不是为了要讨某某人的喜欢。
And it's not to be just pleasing to people.
也不是要表现我多么能干。
And it's not to show off how good I am.
是因着神的爱激励我。
And that's because of God's love in us.
我就会甘心乐意的，没有埋怨的去服侍人。
That we come to serve him without grumbling.
那彼得在这里，他把教会里面的服侍分成两大类。
And Peter here separates serving into two types.
有一种是在于神话语方面的服侍。
One is serving through words speaking.
我相信这个包括讲道
And this include preaching.
我想也包括领查经
include Bible study, leading Bible study.
教主日学
teaching Sunday school.
或者你个别的跟别人谈到
or that when you spread the gospel to others.
就是什么时候你使用到神的话语去帮助别人
And anytime you use God's words to help others.
这个是属于话语方面的服事。
And this is serving through words.
那他说，这里只是用讲道来代表所有这些等等。
And here you only use preaching to include all that.
他说讲道的呢，要按着神的圣言。
And here said that those preach have to do it with God's strength.
再十一节。
Do it as he's speaking the very words of God.
必须要按照神的圣言。
That he speaks need to speak with the very words of God.
不是要讲我自己的什么意见想法。
It's not that to talk about what I know and what I think.
是讲神自己的话。
It's talk about God's words.
那第二类是叫做服侍人的。
The second one is to serve people.
服侍人就好像为人服务。
And it's like serving, just serving people.
他说这个重要的呢，是按着神所赐的力量服事。
And here he said he should do it with the strength God provides.
在教会里面有很多是对人服事的这样的事工。
In the church, there are many ministries are serving each other.
就在我们聚会的时候，有人帮忙我们看小孩。
For example, we have babysitters doing our worship.
我们来聚会以前，或是聚会以后，有弟兄姐妹帮忙接送别人。
Many brother and sister help in transportation.
这个是服侍人。
Those are serving people.
昨天当我们都不在的时候，有人在这里打扫清洁，让这个地方是我们来聚集的时候觉得非常舒服。
Yesterday, a lot of us not here. Quite a few brother and sister helped to clean up the church, so
we can come
here and feel comfortable.
这些都是服侍人的。
And all this is serving people.
神说服侍人的要按照神所赐的力量。
And the Bible said to serve people, we serve with the strength that God provides.
神所赐的力量常常超过我们自己所以为有的。
The strength that God provides a lot of time is more than what we have.
而且这个服事跟一般的服务还有一个最大的不一样。
And this service is still, there's a big difference between this service and the worldly service.
因为它最后有一个目标。
Because there is a goal.
是世人不了解的。
And that's not what people understand.
这个目标是说在凡事上叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。
And this goal is in all things God may be praised and have the glory.
我不晓得多少时候我们有这样想。
How many times we think about that?
当我们来做一些很不明显的工作我们来打扫的时候我们有没有想到为神得荣耀。
When we serve him in things that are hidden, have we thought about this passage?
恐怕很容易我们想只是刚好轮到我是我的责任所以我就做了。
A lot of time when we think about, oh, it's my turn, so I come and serve him.
事实上不是的。
But in reality, it shouldn't be.
如果是真正的服事神在当中要得荣耀。
If we really want to serve the Lord, God is going to get the grace from that.
也不是人的称赞。
And we're not trying to get praise from other people.
这个才是真正的服事。
And that's indeed the true service.
所以我们看从这几段圣经给我们有一个观念。
So from this several passage, I think we have a good clear concept.
神救我们就是为了说我们能够侍奉他。
God save us so that we can worship him and serve him.
在人类的历史里面主耶稣还没有来的时候即是在神的选民里面
Even in the Israelites
他们也是只是很有限度的去侍奉神
And even in God's chosen people they have limited way that they can serve God
如果侍奉敬拜是这么重要的一件事
And if serving is so important
也是我们这么大的一个权利
And it's such a big privilege of us
所以我们实在不能够轻看。
We shouldn't be down upon that.
因为若不是神拯救了我们
，If not God save us，
即使我热心我要去侍奉，也没有办法。
Even though we really want just to serve, and we still can't do it，
我可以热心做很多的事。
And we can serve in many ways，
但是在神的眼里，并不是侍奉，更不是敬拜。
But in God's eye is not serving and is not worship。
那主为我们付了重价
God paid a high price for us
把我们赎买
That redeem us
使我们换了一个主人
That we change a master
这个新的主人也是我们的父
And this new master is also our father
旧的主人是撒旦
But the old master is Satan
虽然我们不知不觉我们没有故意但是不知不觉当中我们就是做了撒旦的奴仆
And a lot of time we don't realize that we are really servant of Satan.
有一个故事讲到在第一世界的时候那个时候有第四纪还有奴隶的制度。
And there's a story talk about the first century and there are still slaves.
有一个人他被他的主人非常的虐待。
And one slave wasn't receiving good treatment from his master.
他的主人不但逼他做各样的苦的事情而且常常对他不满意就责打他。
His master not only asked him to do a lot of hard work, but he always criticized him.
后来就决定要把他出卖。
And he finally decided to sell him.
要从他的身上再得一笔钱。
And hopefully to get some money from him.
但是有一个善心的人。
And there's a very kind man.
他看见了这个人就怜悯他
and he see the slave and he feel mercy for him.
就出钱把他买回来了
and he paid the price for him.
他买过来以后他说你不要做我的奴仆你做我的儿子
after he buys him he said I don't want you to be my slave I just want you to be my son
他进到这个人的家里
and he comes to this person's home
他心里不能想象这个转变
and he just cannot imagine this change
他以前所经历的跟现在所经历的是天渊之别
what he was through before and this is just totally different
他对他的新的主人说
and he said to his new master
他 说虽然你收我做你的儿子
So even though you ask me to be your son,
你实在应该是我的主人
and you are indeed really my master,
我要一生欢喜地服侍你
I want to serve you my whole life.
这也是基督徒为什么愿意为神而活
And this is really what Christians want to live for God.
因为他赎买了我们
Because he redeemed us.
他救我们脱离罪脱离撒旦的权势
He saved us from sin and the power of Satan.
所以我们就欢喜为他而活
That we come to serve him happily.
我们用敬拜的态度为他而活
That when we serve him, we have a worshiping heart.
也因着他在我们心中的爱我们愿意去服侍人
Because also his love in us that we really urge and want to serve him.
不但是主内的弟兄姐妹
Not only those that are in our brothers and sisters.
我们愿意服侍我们周遭的人。
We want to serve other people.
是发自内心的，说不出来为什么。
And it's coming from our heart that we just have this strong urge to do it.
就是神的爱激励了我们。
And that's because of God's love in us.
当我们这样看这个次序的时候，我们另外有一个领会。
As we look at this sequence, we might have another different thinking.
许多时候我们在服侍人的事上有的时候觉得很疲劳，觉得缺乏力量。
And a lot of time when we serve people, or even our brother and sister, we feel tired.
你仔细去想想，很可能有一个原因。
And if you think about it, it's really maybe a reason for it.
这个原因就是在于我们敬拜侍奉神的那一面，我们有缺欠。
And this reason is because we have problems in our worshiping of our Lord.
无论是我们整体的敬拜，或是我们个别来到神面前亲近他。
Whether we are worshiping as a church or in our personal devotion worship.
如果服事是基于神的力量，是基于神的爱。
If worship, if serving is really coming from the power of God.
如果我们不来亲近神，我们从哪里得力量呢
？We don't come to be close to Him. Where do we get this power?
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们在一同在这个年底下一年就要开始的时候，我们思想侍奉的时候，也许我们重新有一个检讨。
So I hope that, brothers and sisters, we think about service next year that we can really, examine this whole thing one more time.
首先我问问自己，我对于神的敬拜，我有没有什么的缺乏、缺欠？
I need to first ask the Lord that, what kind of problems I have in my worshiping of the Lord.
让我们快快地转向他。
So we can change and come to him.
他就会乐意地加给我们力量。
He would give us more power happily.
让我们服侍人的时候也能够欢喜。
So that as we serve others, that we could be also be happy.
因为他救我们就是要我们侍奉他。
Because the reason he saved us is for us to serve him.
也让我们能够成为别人蒙恩的一个途径。
And also it's also allow other people to come to the Lord.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
我们实在不能够想象你对我们的拯救是何等的拯救。
We really can't imagine how great this salvation is.
也不太能够领会我们所得的权利是何等的大。
And we cannot fully understand how great this privilege we have now.
我们可以称这位伟大的神做我们的阿爸父。
That we can call you as our Father.
我们可以随时的来亲近你。
That we can come to worship you anytime we want.
没有惧怕。
Without fear.
没有担忧。
Without worry.
又知道，确实的知道你接纳了我们。
That we also firmly know that you will receive us.
并不是因为我们有什么好处。
Not that we are good in any way.
乃是因为主耶稣无比的恩典。
That's because the grace of Jesus.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
求主带领我们在侍奉你的事上，我们能够有进步。
We pray that in our serving of you that we can improve.
使我们的生活更讨你的喜悦。
So that our life can be more pleasing to you.
也帮助我们在服侍人上面，让主你常得荣耀。
Also, in our serving of you, that you be glorified.
感谢主，奉主的名祷告。
Thank you, we prayed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.